Now let's talk about a band from Nicaragua who've been nominated for a Grammy. As we hear from Beto Arcos, the band is following in the family footsteps.
In the early 1980s, when the Sandinistas took power in Nicaragua, this was the music you'd hear on the radio.
Son tus perfumes, mujer, los que me suben.
Carlos Mejía Godoy y los de Palacagüina. Carlos and his brother, Luis Enrique Mejía Godoy, were the leading voices of the Nueva Canción movement in Nicaragua during the Sandinista Revolution. And this is what's popular in Nicaragua today. That's the music of La Cuneta Son Machín, also known as La Cuneta. Three of the members are children of the Mejía Godoy clan. They started playing in 2009 on the sidewalk in front of lead singer Carlos Guillén's house. La Cuneta means the sidewalk. The band's new album is called Mondongo. It's named after a beef tripe stew, a popular dish for hangovers. Carlos Guillén says the title's a metaphor.
Metaphor of all the ingredients that we use in our music, because our music, it's a kind of a mixture between a lot of rhythms, rhythm from the United States, rhythm from Cuba, rhythm of our country, of our traditional popular music in Nicaragua.
Guillén says La Cuneta's songs may not be as overtly political as their parents' music, but the spirit is there.
As a child, I remember listening always the music of Carlos y Luis Enrique Mejía Godoy and other kind of music related to this movement. So there is a big influence, not only as a musician, but as a ideological thinking about the social movements and the social revolutions in all Latin America.
Last year, when La Cuneta were getting ready to record a new album, they asked their father, Carlos Mejía Godoy, for advice.
They asked Carlos what they should do. They wanted to expand their sound, and he told them to go talk to Gregorio. And they called me, and they came to San Francisco, and we began working.
Greg Landau is a music producer in the San Francisco Bay Area. But back in the 80s, he lived in Nicaragua and played music with an uncle of La Cuneta.
What they liked is that I understood their roots, where they were coming from, and I was able to create a vision for where they wanted to go. And I think that was important to try to take the project of the 80s into this era.
We have that same influence that our parents had in always talking about what happens in Nicaragua. All our music, it's always talking about our culture and way of living.
That's Luis Mejía, La Cuneta's marimba player. He says the band often asks their parents to weigh in on their songs.
It's nice listening from them that what we do is like the new way of doing what they have done in the 70s and the 80s. So that's also like a green light to us, like a aprobado. They approve.
This is the first time that a band based in Nicaragua has been nominated for a Grammy. They'll find out whether they'll be taking one home in February. For The World, I'm Beto Arcos.
This is The World.